When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Section 8, Res Judicata and Collateral Estoppel. The doctrines of Res Judicata and Collateral Estoppel play pivotal roles in the judiciary system, ensuring the finality of judgments and preventing the re-litigation of cases and issues that have already been decided. These principles are not only foundational for the efficient operation of courts but also protect against the injustice of subjecting parties to multiple lawsuits for the same cause. Res Judicata, Claim Preclusion. Res Judicata, also known as claim preclusion, refers to the legal doctrine which bars parties from re-litigating a case that has already been judged on its merits by a competent court. Its application is fundamental to the concept of judicial finality and serves to conserve judicial resources, respect court judgments, and protect litigants from the burden of multiple lawsuits. Core elements of res judicata. Final judgment on the merits. For res judicata to apply, there must first be a final judgment on the merits of the case. Preliminary rulings or decisions that do not address the substantive issues of the case do not trigger res judicata. Same parties or their privies, the doctrine applies to the parties involved in the original lawsuit or their legal successors. This element ensures that only those who were part of the initial judgment are bound by its results. Same claim or cause of action, res judicata prevents the litigation of all claims that were brought or could have been brought in the initial lawsuit. This encompasses all rights to relief arising from the same transaction or occurrence, regardless of whether they were presented in the first case. The effect of claim preclusion. When applied, res judicata renders a previous judgment absolute and conclusive on the parties involved, barring any future lawsuit on the same claim. This principle not only applies to the substantive issues that were actually decided but also to every other matter that the parties might have raised in the first action.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Collateral estoppel, issue preclusion. Collateral estoppel, known as issue preclusion, prevents the re-litigation of factual or legal issues that were already decided in a previous lawsuit between the same parties. Unlike res judicata, which is concerned with claims, collateral estoppel focuses on issues. Key requirements for collateral estoppel. Identical issue, the issue sought to be precluded must be the same as the one involved in the prior action. This means the specific question or element must have been litigated and decided previously. Previously adjudicated, the issue must have been actually litigated and determined in a prior lawsuit. This requires that the parties had a full and fair opportunity to argue the issue. Necessary to the judgment, the determination of the issue must have been essential to the final judgment in the first action. If the issue is incidental or not determinative, collateral estoppel does not apply. Mutuality. Traditionally, issue preclusion required mutuality, meaning only parties to the previous lawsuit could use or be bound by the determination. However, many jurisdictions have moved towards a more flexible approach, allowing non-parties to benefit from issue preclusion under certain circumstances, such as in cases of non-mutual defensive collateral estoppel. Impact and application. Collateral estoppel serves to streamline litigation by eliminating the need to reprove facts or legal issues that have already been resolved. It enhances judicial efficiency and consistency by acknowledging the binding nature of prior adjudications on specific matters. Differences between res judicata and collateral estoppel. While both doctrines aim to prevent redundant litigation, they operate on different levels. Res judicata applies broadly to claims and causes of action, meaning it can preclude all claims arising from a particular transaction that were or could have been raised in the initial litigation. In contrast, collateral estoppel is more narrowly tailored, focusing on preventing the re-litigation of discrete issues that were actually litigated and essential to the outcome of a prior case. Practical considerations. The application of res judicata and collateral estoppel requires careful analysis of the prior judgment, the issues litigated, and the identity of parties. Lawyers must diligently examine the records of previous cases to determine the applicability of these doctrines. Understanding the nuances of how these principles interact with the facts of a case is crucial for effective legal strategy, whether aiming to invoke these doctrines defensively or to anticipate and counter their use by opponents. Conclusion. Res judicata and collateral estoppel are cornerstones of the legal system, ensuring that litigation is conclusive and that parties are not vexed by indefinite lawsuits over the same disputes. They embody the balance between the right to court access and the need for finality in judicial proceedings. As such, they are integral to the promotion of justice, certainty, and the efficient use of judicial resources. By comprehensively understanding these doctrines, legal professionals can better navigate the complexities of litigation, advise their clients on the potential for future legal actions, and develop strategies that respect the finality of judgments. This understanding is also crucial for judges, who must apply these principles to uphold the integrity of judicial decisions and the legal system at large.